It's Joan Alker. I'm the executive director of the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families.
So yesterday, ACCA told us that the federal government had abruptly cut off talks with Florida over the expansion of the low-income pool, which basically reimburses hospitals that treat a large number of low-income patients. And that's a key feature of the Senate's budget proposal this year. But that's not exactly true, is it?
Well, that's not how I see it. The lead CMS negotiator went on a long-planned vacation. It is spring break and Passover, and I believe he and his family went on vacation as planned. So this shouldn't have come as a big surprise. And more importantly, the federal government would not walk away from negotiating on the low-income pool. It's a critically important issue. The feds have indicated that things will have to change there, but I certainly would not expect them to walk away from the table.
Do you think that ACCA was deliberately muddling the fact, or did they know about this in advance?
I really can't speak to ACCA's motives. They have, for a long time now, I think, been misrepresenting the situation with the low-income pool. They've been saying, they said for many months, and when they submitted the waiver application, that nothing would change, everything was fine. And CMS made quite clear about a year ago that things did have to change, and that's what these negotiations are about.
You said that the state has been miscommunicating about the low-income pool. We've known for a while, though, that it was going to expire. I think it expires at the end of June or July. How have they, I guess, in your view, been misrepresenting this issue?
Well, the state had said for some time that the low-income pool was fine. They would continue to receive the same level of support from the federal government. That there was nothing to worry about, despite the fact that the federal government was very clear a year ago when they extended the low-income pool just for 1 year. That's not typical in a waiver. The rest of the waiver was extended for 3 years. So the fact that they extended the LIP for only 1 year and also required a study about it indicated there were problems with the LIP, with the transparency of the LIP and other things. It was very clear there were issues, but the state has continued to maintain that everything will be fine and they're going to get the same amount of money. And I just don't think that's right.
Why would the federal government at this point consider renewing this program, even if it only renews a portion of it?
I think it's important to be clear. This is not something that every state has. This is a special arrangement that was negotiated originally between then Governor Bush and his brother, President Bush. The federal government is trying, I think, to handle this responsibly and address some needs that may exist in the state for uncompensated care. But this is not an arrangement that will continue as is. And so this is a very complicated situation. The feds are not going to walk away from the table, but it's going to take some time to figure it out. And I think that the state really needs to roll up their sleeves and get serious about talking through these real issues rather than posturing and sort of being in denial about the fact that they've got a problem here.
Now, right now, the Florida House and Senate are in this sort of holding pattern. The Senate wants to use the low-income pool money, and it's also banking on potentially using federal Medicaid dollars to insure about 800,000 people who are stuck in what's called the coverage gap. The House wants neither one of those issues. How does this LIP conversation factor into the larger conversation that Florida is having right now about a potential Medicaid expansion?
Right. Well, part of the original intent of the low-income pool was to provide money to hospitals to help cover the cost of treating people who are uninsured. And this has an arrangement that existed many years ago prior to the Affordable Care Act. Now, obviously, Florida has over $50 billion on the table in federal dollars that they're refusing. They're giving up $10 million a day that could be coming to the state, to the hospitals, and to your health care system to provide care for those 800,000 people who fall in the coverage gap. So they're two separate issues. The negotiations over the low-income pool will continue in any case, but they're very related in the bigger picture of what is the future of Florida's health care system. And I think the legislature needs to take this very seriously. Florida has one of the highest uninsured rates in the country. Your hospitals and your healthcare system in general for everybody is very much at risk if you go forward continuing to turn down the federal funds and ignoring the needs of the uninsured Floridians. The uninsured Floridians will not go away, and their health care needs won't go away. But the state is simply refusing to accept these federal dollars available to the state at no cost right now to cover the cost of their care.